Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the men that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make them need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best, once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time, we provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks, it's Rule 76.
And it is the Wednesday, and we say good morning on DPHRO and Rothenberg with you right here on 98.7 ESPN. So some good news. I think my voice is almost back to normal after the yelling and screaming of the Rangers game on Sunday. Secondly, Rick, today was almost a Wednesday open for you. Very close to a Wednesday open for you.
What happened?
Well, alarm went off. I thought I was better than the snooze.
Notorious for rolling out of bed and just popping the headphones on.
I don't think notorious for that, but today that's where we're sitting. Alarm goes off, 4:05. I go on my phone, figure, you know what, rather than have it go off every 9 minutes and then, you know, be reading box scores and looking at articles in bed and then Sherry wakes up, I think I can beat the snooze. I'll turn it off. And then at 4:47, I get a tap on my shoulder. Don't you have a show today? And then I have that, before I know what time it is, that I said, what time is it? And I thought, oh my God, she's going to say 5:12, you know, something like that. 4:47, I'm like, oh God. Up, teeth, face, rush downstairs.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where we're at.
Early risers will get work.
I told you, I don't like the Wednesday.
No, especially after just letting it all hang loose for Game 7. This is what happens. You're paying the price now.
If that Game 7 was on a Thursday, we would have been in great shape. That Game 7 on a Sunday really set us back.
No,
really set me back, I guess.
Well, I don't even know if it's necessarily the Game 7. I mean, it could be the antics after the Game 7. Like, hey, no, I don't want to leave the suite. I want to stay.
I would have stayed. I'd still be there now.
And mustard.
I would have taken, like, Eric Church, I think, is soon. I would have just still been there. I hugged hard bodies the other night.
Lots of hard bodies. A lot of things happen on Sunday. A little pizza. Could you imagine if RJ just let you just gave you the freedom to do what you wanted that night?
Well, he really stood in my way. He really hampered me.
Thank
you know
God.
What was sad, though? You know what they made me do? I didn't even tell you this. They made me eat pizza alone.
Oh, no. Like Steven Glansberg. That's not right.
They made me eat pizza alone. And not only did they make me eat pizza alone, I offered to buy them pizza. And they're like, no, we don't want pizza. Or just like, I just had a burger. I'm like, you had a burger 3 hours ago. Have a piece of pizza. No, I don't want pizza. And Hurley, I was like, he goes, I walked 12 miles today. How can I have pizza? I'm like, that now affords you the luxury to have pizza.
That's why you walked the 12 miles.
Right?
I was trying to break even on days like that.
This is delicious pizza. I said, you're with a friend. Get pizza. No. So I'm sitting there eating pizza, and they're jibber-jabbering about God knows what.
Listen, after you're crushing burgers with Adam Graves, I'm good. That's the high point. I don't need to try to top that.
We've got questions about the pizza.
Well, did I hear that Kay? I didn't hear it, but I guess I saw it on Twitter. He's still freaking out about he wasn't at the game on Sunday night?
No, not Sunday night. If he can't get he asked for two tickets. Well, he couldn't have gone to the game on Sunday anyway because he was in Chicago, and he's in Baltimore now. It's this series. If he can't get tickets to Sunday's game, I think, he needs two, then that's it.
What does that mean, that's it?
That's it. The end of the K show.
So if he doesn't get two tickets for Sunday's game, the K show effectively ends.
K-Show ends. And now if Don gets the Devil's job, that's also going to lead to some problems. That's MSG. They're on Yes.
The Devil's commitment. TV job is open?
Yes.
And Don wants it?
Of course he are. Why wouldn't he?
And if Don gets... What do you mean the K-Show ends for that?
Well, that the era of Don, I think, ends. Well, that was the caucus. Oh! Yeah.
You do realize Don leaves the K-Show, it's no longer... I mean, it ceases to exist.
Wow.
No?
But that wasn't the talk. That was there was talk as to who replaces Don.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, who could possibly replace Don? They'd probably go to you.
It was me, you, and Carlin was also in the mix. Peter actually went with you. Peter thought that you would be a nice fit. But I guess management came right up and just stepped up and said, the morning show will not be broken up.
Really?
That's what they said.
And I would say the same thing. I would say, I have a partner. I can't do it. I'm locked in. I'm sorry. That's what I would say. You would jump ship, I think. You'd be right there.
Of course I would not. Until they offered you a big bag of money. You'd be like, okay, Rick, thanks. Enjoy the mornings.
That's right.
Somebody's going to pay for that.
A big bag of money? I am hot.
Somebody's got to pay for that beautiful new car you're driving.
Roar! Not new. Thing is 6 months old now.
Oh, it's okay. It still smells brand new. RJ told me it smelled like a brand new, beautiful luxury vehicle is what he said.
It's not brand new. It is luxury. I don't think it has that new car smell.
How is that possible? It's only 6 months old. It should smell delicious right now.
After 6 months?
Yes.
No.
What are you doing in that thing?
With my kids running after sports all the time.
That's a great point.
No. All right. So tonight's the night. 7 o'clock right here, 98.7 ESPN. The whole thing starts all over again. Now we reset. Remember the other day when we said we're not breaking down Carolina? We're not getting into Carolina. We're not looking ahead. Now we're here. Now it's Rangers, Carolina tonight, 7 o'clock right here, 98.7 ESPN. I'm nervous again, all over again.
And you should be. This is going to be a good series. It's a big test, especially now going, I mean, after what happened in that last series, coming back in those last three games, now going into Carolina where they haven't lost yet in the playoffs. And pretty much, I mean, in all honesty, dominated Boston down in Carolina. You're going to have your hands full.
That's what they do at home. The crowd goes crazy. I don't know if they know what they're watching, but they go absolutely bizarre. But I'm serious. I've sat there. I've walked around that arena. I know how it works. I think half of them don't understand what's going on, but they scream and they yell and they shriek. And when they, you know, it's like one of those things, they when they gain the red line, they just start yelling. Like they can go 2-on-3 past the red line and they're going nuts.
It's a big moment, a little transition. They love it.
They love it. They love it. You know, the dump and chase, and they're like screaming and yelling. So, yeah, the place is going to be at a fever pitch.
Yep.
The team is excellent.
A lot of familiar faces, which I think is interesting.
Yeah, I think they have six like we went through the other day. This is a big matchup. Let's be honest. Carolina on paper starting this series is probably the better team.
Yeah, I wouldn't say probably. I mean, if you take everything into account, I mean, they struggled against them in the regular season. I mean, the game you won, Georgie played out of his mind. And then, you know, the fact that you didn't really play well in Pittsburgh, and now you're going to Carolina where they played. I mean, they were a handful for Boston. I mean, they shut down. I mean, that's one of the best. That Boston, I mean, that Marchand, Bergeron, Pasternak line is one of the best lines in hockey. And they did a number on them in Carolina.
Right, but on the flip side... Right? On the flip side, when the games were in Boston, Boston was the better team. It's not like Boston got lucky to win those games. They were the better team. So, you know, Rangers, go steal a game. Go steal a game in Carolina. Maybe tonight's the night. Game one, right? Maybe a little lack of focus. The problem is the crowd energizes them so much, but maybe a little lack of focus. Maybe Igor is just unbelievable.
Yeah,
keep
but
it
I don't
close.
Even think it... See, I wouldn't think it was lack of focus. It happened in game one against Boston. Boston actually had a really good start to that game, but they couldn't score. Is that you just get overexcited. It's more overexcited than anything else.
Whatever. But maybe tonight is your best opportunity to go down there and steal the game.
I always felt like game one on the road was the best chance. I always felt like that was the best opportunity to steal. Of the two games on the road, those first two games, I felt like game one was the was your best shot.
Yeah, because then your legs are under you after game one, right? Then you know you're in a series, you're ready to go, and now you're game two.
Yeah, you're going to make adjustments and everything else.
And Carolina's
plus,
tough.
Plus, if you win that first game now, I mean, you did exactly what you went down there to do, was get the split. So now you have, I mean, you're
now
playing.
Now there's no pressure on you. Now all the pressure is on the other team. So,
exactly right.
I don't know. We'll see. This is a daunting series. This is a very good team. I mean, I don't know that they have much of a weakness on this team.
Goalie's a bit of a question. I mean, we'll see when Freddie Anderson's back. Antti Raanta played good in that in the first round, but, I mean, Rangers fans have seen him play, so you definitely have an advantage there. The Rangers just have to tighten things up. I mean, even in that game seven.
Can they?
That's the question, man. That's why I have a hard time believing they're going to get through Carolina. I mean, Shesterkin gives you a chance, but like I've said the entire first round, you got to give him that chance. He did in game seven. I mean, when you look at the chances in game seven.
He sure did. What do you say that Pittsburgh's expected goals were like close to six, was it?
Yeah, close to 5.5. They had,
and they scored, what, three?
They had double the high danger chances. That's another positive, too, by the way, the Rangers, is how well Mika played at the end of that series.
He got better as the series went on, yes.
Absolutely.
He got better as the series went on. So, and I guess Lindgren is, he probably won't be healthy. God knows what's going on with him. He probably won't be healthy this entire postseason, but at least he's there. Because I think without him, Fox is not the same player.
I would agree with that.
So having him is big. And I said it last week, and it strikes me as so strange that when you don't have a Lindgren or you don't have like another part of your first pairing on defense, now you just go with the guy who doesn't play.
Well, because, I mean, that's what, I mean, that's...
I know, because you don't want to break up the other lines, but it's weird.
I know it is. And then you're asking him to step in and play these big minutes on your top pair. And you could tell, I mean, it definitely affected Fox because there's that level of comfort. Because they know how to play together. Lindgren knows, you know, Fox's... is cheating offense, and you know he's going to be there to kind of be the guy to stay home and clean up the mess whenever it happens. So, yeah, that's because again, Fox has to be one of your best players. He has to be if you're going to win the series.
Absolutely, he does. So, Rangers tonight, 7 o'clock, right here at 98.7 ESPN. Mets with a long day. They were right there. You know, unfortunate play from Escobar. They called it a hit. I thought he should have made that play.
But couldn't get out of his glove.
Well, I know.
That was a Willie Mays Hayes, though. Whoops. Like, he had, like, O'Neill struggled. He was terrible all day long.
All day. Really? Tyler O'Neill, who someone predicted would win the National League MVP.
Well, I didn't realize he was, like, he's suffocating himself with those pants. I mean, how do you play baseball in pants like that? I mean, it's too much. Those are too tight. How do you get out of those?
He's hitting 195.
No kidding. And then he made a bonehead play in the eighth. You got to call. I mean, you have, that's your ball. That Lindor foul pop, that's your ball, man.
Yeah, that was weird the way they went after that thing.
So you got lucky in that inning to tie it up. McNeil's awesome. And then you end up blowing it into the ninth.
That was very, very unfortunate. He makes that play. Who knows what happens?
I know, but going into that doubleheader, I mean, I was more concerned about game one than I was game two. But Trevor Williams
was good.
Great. Oh, yeah.
Williams is really, really good. Here's the thing I will say. This is a resilient bunch. And they were mentioning it on the broadcast. Where was Gary last night? Do you know?
No.
I missed him.
I miss him. Yeah. Badly. Terribly.
I missed him. That was Randazzo doing the games? Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought he was okay.
No, but he's not Gary.
Well, that's the thing. He's not Gary.
It's like when I do a show without you. It's like, it's good. Oh. It's not Dave.
Well, that's sweet.
Yeah, I love you.
That's very nice. But it's not Gary. But... yeah, so starting pitching was actually good, right? I mean, Williams was excellent. The bullpen came in and did a shutdown job. But they mentioned this during the second game, that's a resilient bunch, huh? I mean, you never feel like they're out of a game, ever.
No, because, I mean, they really haven't been. I mean, they fight until the very end, which I love. I'll tell you right now what's happening, though, and they're lucky that they're winning games.
They're not hitting.
Well, they're not hitting, but more importantly, who's not hitting?
Lindor's not hitting.
Yeah. So he's very lucky this team is where they're at, because if they were scuffling and they're going through it now with the injuries, and now we have, you know, Nimmo day-to-day with the quad contusion, like, there are a lot of people that are going to start getting frustrated with him with the amount of money that he's making.
I would agree with you. Now Nimmo fouls the ball off his quad, has to leave the game. He said post-game that he doesn't think it's going to be a long injury at all, but here he is discussing after the game the quad contusion.
I'm all right. Just when I hit that ball off my knee, kind of like got the quad in the adductor. So when I went to run and beat that out, just like it wouldn't fire. And so and I just tried to kind of get there the best way that I could, give it everything I had. But it feels all right now. I just got a lump on it. And we'll just take it day to day and see how it is in the morning.
I got a lump on
it. It's not going to feel good tomorrow, I can promise you that.
No, and you have no Marte, right too.
No, and no Marte. What a terrible story that is. Holy.
Well, but you know what I didn't realize? Did you realize? So his wife? Grandmother passed away, right?
Yeah, and that his wife had recently passed
right,
away?
Right, well, that's the thing I didn't realize. So I'm reading this tweet about, you know, his grandma passed away. And again, it's sad, but a grandma passing away is the natural order of progression. And then I'm reading it, and it says, you know, and this on the heels of his wife passing away. I was like, wait. His wife passing away.
Yeah, his wife, and I guess he was raised primarily by his grandmother too.
Right. So. Which is sad, but is expected. I didn't know his wife passed away from a heart attack a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That is, oh God.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Get into the Yankees and Judge, and he is writing a blank check for himself right now.
It's exactly what he's doing. Good for him. Good for him. I mean, you remember that? I mean, you remember the day that Brian Cashman came out and said what he said? Talked about the details of the contract and the phone calls that we took.
Just take the deal.
It's a fair deal. Just take
it. It's a fair
it.
Deal.
Just why wouldn't you take that?
Take
you don't want to be a Yankee for life?
I mean, how could you turn down that kind of money? Do you know how many people on the streets can't afford to do anything, and now you'll have $230 million? How dare you? Well, you know what? When on the open market, you can get probably considerably more than that right now. It was the right move by him.
Well, remember with Buster. I mean, Buster, he stays healthy, and he doesn't have to play, I mean, as well as he's playing now, because he's lights out right now, but, I mean, just has a representative season of what we've seen when he stays healthy. I mean, you're talking about, what do you say, $100 million more than the Yankees offer?
If I'm the Yankees, yeah, and yes, he said a considerable amount more. If I'm the Yankees, I go to him now and I make a big offer. I want to get this done. What happens if he has this kind of year, wins MVP, you go to the World Series, are you now going to get into a bidding war? I want to get this thing done now. Just don't even negotiate. Go to him with some a big, big offer. Try to get it done right now.
Yeah, but what would have changed, though? Like, what would have changed? So we just wanted to see. I mean, the question with him hasn't been production. It's been health. Like I can understand. Like, hey, you know, we want to see you stay fully healthy for another year. Like, let's string together back to back seasons. Well, we're only, you know,
35 games in.
Yeah. So I mean, there's still a large chunk of the season left.
A huge amount of the season. But can you risk getting to the end of the year? But you know what's going to
change
anyway?
Well, you asked that. Yeah, but you say that, though. But I mean, when we were going through this and about the deal and everything else, we're like, okay, well, you just told us that you're fine with the 7 years, right? Like, you offered him 7 years, which on top of this year would be eight. And you're haggling over $4 million in arbitration. Like, he wants 21, you want 17. Like, okay, so there's 8 years right there. You gave us the years, so years aren't the concern. Why are we haggling over $30-40 million over 8 years now?
I don't know.
So what? So now all of a sudden he can go to free agency and you have to bid it. And you know, there's other options for him?
Which you know there's going to be. I mean, there's going to and I had someone call on Saturday saying, you know, there's not that many teams that are going to go after him. It only takes one. It only takes one team coming in and making a sweeping offer for Aaron Judge and he's now the face of your franchise. But I would ask you this. If he hits 330, 60 home runs, 140 RBIs, MVP, all of it, what change? And he's healthy all year long. What changes about your mindset about him in the future health-wise? Just because he stays healthy this year doesn't mean in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 7 years, he's still going to be healthy.
No, exactly right. This is why when we talked about it originally, I was surprised that the Yankees didn't just get it done. Like, if you're going to tell me that you're going to commit to him for 7 years after this year, then why are we haggling over this money right now?
I don't know. But this will, if he continues this, will come back to bite them for a lot of money.
Absolutely, though. But I mean, this is, Buster told us before the season started that this was going to come back to bite them for a lot of money.
He sure did.
Or they were going to lose him.
He said before the season he thought they were going to lose him. And we had him on, I think it was last week, and we asked the question again, do you still think they lose him? And he said, yes.
I just don't understand what you thought was going to happen. Like, your goal is to win a World Series. Like, the thought, the hope had to be that Aaron Judge would be playing exactly like Aaron Judge is playing right now. Not to mention the fact that he's showing he can play a really good center field, too.
There's not a weakness in his game.
What a day he had yesterday, too. Made a great defensive play, couple home runs.
I have a question for you, and I'd like to revisit it because I don't want to throw it to you on the spot. I'm trying to better myself.
Right on the spot. Throw it right on the spot.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that to you. Because then it'll lead to, you know, some dead air and you're running through stats and numbers. You'll start looking up the San Francisco Giants. I don't want that. I don't want that.
For example,
I'm going to throw this out now.
Anthony Davis, when you already have LeBron in place.
That was a boring question, let's be honest.
I don't know.
Yeah, I wasn't even listening. I checked out.
You're out of that. So here's the question. Where as far as the greats in baseball right now, does Judge rank? Where does he rank?
Right now.
I mean, you know who you have. You have Trout. You have
the season Trout is having right now is
out of control.
Ridiculous.
But we'll get to that later on during the course of the show. Why don't we get to some calls? And the calls are very bouncy today. Let's start out with Tom in Connecticut. Good morning, Tom. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Shout out to my wife who probably, as I'm driving home, put on your radio station via Alexa.
Nice.
I want to tell you this. How about what we offer Judge over eight, we give him in five, and we give him the captain role?
No, you can't do that, though.
Well, why would you do that?
Because now you're just killing – you're trying to – they're clearly – I mean, listen. The luxury tax, the competitive balance tax, is going to go up here with this new deal. But you're not going to.
Right.
That's if you give him all of a sudden now $45 million a year or whatever. That's going to crush you trying to stay under the tax.
$30 million comes off with two pitchers, Chapman and what's his name? Who had
Britton.
The Tommy John?
Britton.
Yes. So that's 30 right there.
Yeah, but you've already committed you've already committed to the 7 years, though. You offered him 7 years.
I'm saying 40 for five, and you're the captain. So after five, maybe we drop it down to 20, 25, but we've given him a heavy sum of money early, as he deserves.
But what's the difference? So you're going to go seven for what? For 240? It's not going to work,
Tom.
He
wants the extra couple years at the end.
And he wants the money.
Well, yeah, it's the money, but it's also, I mean, there's something to be said about, you know, last couple years of your career, you're making a substantial amount of money, and you still have a job.
Right, and I think you're at the point where we stop with the 200. I think that two might be turning into a three right now.
What you should have done was stop with this ridiculous arbitration situation. You're going to give the guy a fair offer, which is fine. I thought it was a fair offer. You're right. But that on top of the fact that the guy's telling you, hey, you know, I'm worth $21 million. You're like, no, you're worth $17 million. Let's fight about it as we're trying to sign you to a long-term deal.
What you should have done is 2 years ago, you could have gotten him for a pretty good number.
Yeah, or just rip this year up. Forget the 17 or the 21. Let's make it 30. Let's make it 32 this year.
32 for seven, and let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
God knows. I don't know what he's going to wind up getting. Now, I don't know if you want to do this, because if I said
I want Nick, yes, yeah, I want Nick.
You do want to go to him?
I'm going
to
lay out though. Yeah.
No. Then I'm not taking it. Let's go. You want to go? Let's go. We'll go all the way.
No. I'm not going to make bad radio where you guys are yelling at each other and I jump in.
Well, how about if he says something that you don't appreciate?
Then I'll wait till you're done and I'll jump in. I'm not going to, I mean, tag me and I'm coming in, but I'm not going to.
All right. So if I say I'm tagging you in,
give
you
me a
now
safe
take
word.
Over.
Yeah, give me a safe word.
I have a big one. Give you a safe word. Give hard bodies.
Okay, hard boy. You say hard bodies.
Hard bodies the other night.
I'll know you're ready.
Okay. All right. Here we go. God knows what will happen. He's not a happy man. He is Nick in Babylon. Good morning, Nick.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
We're good.
I cracks me up. The Mets fans with their little coping mechanisms. Just now the latest one is Aaron Judge's contract. Doesn't matter how great the Yankees are playing, they can win every game from here the rest of the season. They can win 140 games, and you guys will be talking about Judge's contract.
You don't think it's a worthy story, Nick?
I think you're making it the story because you cannot deal with the fact of how good the Yankees actually are. So why don't
No, that's not Nick. That's not the case at all, Nick. How many people do you think driving right now? Nick, shut up for a second. How many people driving right now want to sit here and listen to us for 3 hours break down the Yankees game from last night?
Yankees,
is that
Orioles.
Interesting to people?
That's good radio, Nick.
You guys, all the people who said the Yankees were a quote horrendous baseball team. So your judgment on what's good and what's bad, I don't know. It's a little shaky to me.
No, sorry about the Mets. They got off to a great. The Yankees were awesome to start the season,
and we were the only ones. Nick, there was not one Yankees fan out. There was not one Yankees fan out there who was concerned about what they looked like 10 games into the season,
which was
on the heels of what they looked like to end last season.
Joey Gallo is awesome.
About Joey Gallo again.
I mean, because he's great.
Talk about Joey Gallo some more. Listen, how about all we heard all winter long was all these great acquisitions the Mets came up with. We got Canna and Marte and Escobar. How come you never talk about those guys?
First of all, Nick, let me explain something to you. First of all,
Canna is Marte,
can you ever shut up?
Escobar.
I mean, can you honestly, just for a second, just shut up? Pot him down, Santiago. Pot him down. All right. He's still on the line. We've muted him for a moment. We'll take a breath. All right. Marte's been excellent. Canna had a huge hit last night and is a good, good player. And what did I say? I think it was yesterday about Escobar, Rick. What did I say?
That he's struggling a little bit.
That he's struggling and he's underwhelmed me up to this point, right?
Yes, you said that, yep.
Okay. So maybe if you open your ears, clean them out, maybe there's a lot of wax in them, Nick.
Well, he doesn't want to listen, though. That's the problem.
Is
my mic open?
Now your mic is open,
yes.
You
got my mic?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Escobar, you're telling me that Marte's been excellent?
I think Marte changes the complete complexion of this team, yes.
What's he hitting?
It's not all about that.
So that's what we're doing now?
So you're breaking down the average.
Well, what's Gleyber Torres hitting? What's Joey Gallo hitting? What's Aaron Hicks hitting? How's your catching situation? How are your catchers hitting, Nick?
Talk about Joey Gallo.
Nick, how are your catchers hitting?
Talk about Joey Gallo some more.
Hard bodies!
I don't have to talk about Joey Gallo. I go up and down your lineup. How's Aaron Hicks hitting? How's your catchers hitting? I don't even have to mention Joey Gallo. I mean, this guy's unbelievable. He can't even call in and listen.
No.
We're not taking him anymore. He's on suspension.
Suspended?
He's suspended.
How long?
For as long as I want.
All right, Santa, here. Well, you gotta put a suspension on him, though. It's just an open-ended suspension?
It's an open-ended.
It's not
Deshaun
Watson, is he?
Yes. No, I haven't. Listen, I have to...
You have to have the hearing?
No hearing. I have to investigate the matter. And then we'll have to consult go through the proper channels, but right now it's indefinite.
Is he the only one currently on suspension from the show?
Yes.
All right.
Because he doesn't want to call in and have a conversation. He wants to call in and just listen to himself.
Well, he also is as big a troll as there is in sports radio.
Okay, goodbye.
I don't mind you being a troll, but yeah, I mean, you can call troll us, but then listen. Like, it's just you don't have to talk the entire time where I have to pot you down. But
bye, buddy. Have a great life.
Do you not feel, I mean, how many times has Marte gotten on first on an infield hit, stolen second, ball goes into center field, he's on third, and he gets driven in? Yes, I think Marte is an addition and plays the way that they've needed for a long time. Absolutely, and I stand by that.
Now, listen, Marte is exactly the kind of player that we needed, right? I mean, the guy adds a different element of athleticism. We thought he would be playing center. He's not because he's got a great arm. He's in right. Yeah, Escobar's underwhelmed a little bit.
He has?
I think there's something to be said, too, about the impact they have in the clubhouse, too. Like, right now, we're in one. We're scuffling right now. We're dealing with injuries and everything else. I mean, the guy we're paying, you know, $34 million to has not been good over the last month. I mean, Francisco Lindor right now in May is
he's got to be hitting 100-something, right?
150.
Yeah.
He's not what you bad. Want.
And struck out last night with a chance to tie the game in the ninth inning.
Yep.
But can I also read this to you? Mets are 24-14. They're currently 6 games up on Philadelphia, 6.5 games up on Atlanta. Like, I wouldn't think destroying the Mets is the appropriate thing to go about right now. I wouldn't think. You do realize they have the second best record in the National League, right?
Yeah, I think we all do. I think we also recognize that for 3 hours of a radio show, we can't sit here breaking down one specific game.
Goodbye, sir.
You don't want to break down Yankees or Orioles.
We've tried that before. I'm not a big fan of it. Like, I don't need to get into the weeds, you know, inning by inning, at bat by at bat. Like, the big story is Aaron Judge is right now one of the best players in baseball, and for some reason you decided to wait on getting a deal done.
Right. And I think that's a huge story. Right before Nick joined us.
What do you mean? It's the biggest story.
It's a huge story. Don't come after me because you feel
no, you got. I mean, you got the preeminent voice in baseball. It's Buster. It's Jeff Passan. Come on before the season started and said, I have a feeling from the people I talk to because of the teams that will be interested if he stays healthy that Aaron Judge won't be a Yankee. And everyone was like, wow. Whoa, hold on. And now all of a sudden he gets off to this start and we have Buster on again. And he goes, hey, guess what, Yankees? If you want to bring him back, it's going to cost you $100 million more than you offered. As opposed to 40 or 50 more. And you could have got the deal done. And we're pretending like, I mean, everyone in the Yankees is knocking the cover off the baseball. Stop yourself. I mean, your catchers can't hit. Anthony Rizzo, as good as he's been, he's 225.
Right.
Hicks is at 213. Gallo's at 182. Higashioka's at 169. Stop yourself.
You got Judge playing is you know, just this elite brand of baseball, and Stanton is a terrific player right now, too.
You're getting exactly right. That's the difference right now between the two teams. Your two best players, Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton, especially Judge, have been your best players. Right now, Francisco Lindor is not played well.
He has not played
well. Got off to a good start, and now he's struggling.
Right, and Buck discussed it last night, and so did Lindor. We'll get to that in a moment. A lot of tweets rolling in. Peter VG, God, Nick sucks.
Bye, losers. Bye.
Lonnie says Nick is killing Yankees fans right now.
I actually didn't mind Nick initially because I get what he's doing, and I'm fine with it. I like it. I like the back and forth, but make it a back and forth. No one wants to sit there and listen to you talk over us the whole time or vice versa.
You can't do it. Lowly Ian, please ban Nick forever. I don't want to listen to that clown anymore.
By the way, speaking of confrontations, you didn't watch me yesterday on TV, did you?
I taped it. I did not watch it.
I got it in.
I did see the pants, though.
Yeah, the pants were loud. But I did. We're sitting there by doing the stand-up shot for some reason. I don't know why we do that, because I'm uncomfortable doing it. But anyway, I go to PK. What a horrendous take, by the
really?
Way.
Really?
Yeah, he had no idea. He's like, what are you talking about? Like a horrendous take.
Your horrendous take, PK.
Horrendous take, PK.
And did you then wax poetic about what you didn't like?
Yeah, I kind of just, I didn't really have time because it's like they're real tight segments. And I just made sure I got in horrendous twice.
You got double horrendous, but you didn't tell him what it was. So is he still sitting there?
He knows. No, I explained to him, but I didn't get into, like, I didn't have the time to list off the, you know, the names of the players that would have, you know, would deserve it over Shesterkin.
Yeah, that's a very bad take.
Well, I mean, yeah, of course it is.
He got pulled twice.
Well, forget that, though. But, I mean, Connor McDavid willed his team, and he's had 14 points. Carter Verhaeghe, I mean, pretty much carried Florida to the next round. I mean, that Jake Ottinger had a 953 save percentage. I mean, there's a lot of guys.
Right, but if Shesterkin had a world-class series, it would be a fair point.
I think that Igor Shesterkin should be getting taken more seriously for the MVP.
He's not going to win the MVP.
No, I don't think so either. We talked about that yesterday, but I think again, don't get me started because I hate the whole idea. Like, someone needs to explain what the award means anyway. But
why are we sitting here after one series discussing who's going to win the Conn Smythe Trophy?
Because
anyway?
He decided to bring it up.
It's weird
for some reason, and you open yourself up.
It's. I'm sorry. It's just.
I could name like I could name you know four or five different players that had better first round series.
Let's go to Anthony in Staten Island who wants to talk about something that I guess shouldn't be discussed, but we will. Anthony, good morning.
Hey, good morning. that was kind of hysterical with Nick. I guess I'll say with Judge, I mean, I'm thinking right now you give him 40 for 7. I mean, look, they gambled and they lost. At this point, looks like that's not going to turn out well. But the one thing I've noticed this year is, you know, it's like I think that the Yankee players, I mean, maybe they always have. I'm noticing it more, but they seem to gravitate towards him. Rizzo seems like he's his right man, you know, the right hand guy. And let me tell you something. I think, look, I understand maybe where Rizzo's heading. He's obviously, you know, the power numbers are good, but what he's done for them at first base, I mean, as far as where they were fielding last year compared to this year, you know, you're seeing, you know, Donaldson make a throw and bailing him out, and they're hugging in the dugout. I mean, so what Rizzo's doing for that clubhouse, and I look, you guys could comment on it. I've never been a clubhouse culture person, but I'm seeing it really a lot this year from the Yankees, and I'm sort of buying into that a little bit more than I always have. And I think Rizzo and Judge have a lot to do with that. You know, and obviously Stanton and Judge, this is what we thought we were going to get when they signed Stanton, you know, years ago, right? We're finally getting that season from them up until this point. So anyway, have a good day, guys. That's my thought.
It's funny how that works, right? Like you spend the offseason deciding, you know what, hey, you know, our pitching was pretty good last year. You know what would make it better? If we were better defensively. It's funny how that works, right? All of a sudden you're playing good defense and the pitching's been great.
So we shouldn't just focus on the fact that he's hitting 225. There's other pieces to his game?
Yes, Dave. There are other pieces to his game. It was funny. I was actually listening. I was in the car on the way home on my three-hour
tour.
Journey
from Bristol?
Yeah, my three-hour tour because we got lanes closed and everything else. Something flew out of the woods, and I hit it. I have no idea what it was.
What do you mean? Like an animal or a piece of wood?
Something,
what do you mean?
Something, I think it was an animal, shot out of the woods.
Ran in front of your car?
Right off the car, yeah. I don't know if it was a fight. I hope you get attacked by a bobcat.
Was it a bobcat?
I don't know. It wasn't a bobcat. It was small. I don't know if it was a bird.
Then all of a sudden I'm going to have peacock all over the place.
Was it a
Uzi?
Do you want to obliterate the deer?
It could have been a wild chipmunk. I don't know what it was.
Why would it have to be a wild chipmunk?
Well, that's true. It's in the wild. Yeah, but it was aggressive. It came flying out. I caught it out of the side of my eye, and I hit it. I don't know what it was.
Now, it's probably not with us anymore. Were you scared?
Chipmunks are in my head.
No, there's some of it on the car, actually. I'm just.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not. I can't tell what it is.
Did I ever tell you about the story when I hit a deer?
No.
It was terrible.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Well, it was so I'm doing nights. I'm driving home. I'm on the highway. I'm going, you know, it's probably 70. Boom. Deer. Oh. And I am, you know, when you just get so scared, you can feel like your heart and your throat.
Any accident, anytime you get into an accident like that.
Hit a deer, and my first thought, I mean, the thing is clearly dead and buried by this point, but I think I don't want to stop the car.
Oh, God.
Because once I stop, I don't know that it's, like, it took real damage. Like, I was like, I'm hit, right? So I slow down, make my way home, pull into the driveway, look, I got deer all over my car. And there is thousands of dollars worth of damage to the car. And it was scary. Very scary moment.
Yeah, that's very dangerous, man.
Very dangerous. You're lucky I'm still with us.
It's like you could have a Tommy Boy situation right there where you try to save the deer and you throw it in the back seat. Then maybe
it just wakes up.
I ever tell you we ran somebody over, a human being?
No. Tell us about the time when your friend almost got kidnapped, though. No, you almost, what do you mean you almost ran? We did.
No, we ran him right over like a speed bump.
What happened?
We had a kid in our neighborhood in Michigan where I lived that would pick two of us up. So we carpool. We had a nice green minivan. Like the nicest kid, too. Like nicest kid. And he would drive me and my other teammate. And we were coming home from practice, and it was raining. And it was cobblestone for some reason. And like you would go
where
over
was
this
he driving you on the streets of London.
No, it was what like you'd go over this bridge kind of situation, and then like down to your right was this restaurant, and they would take the cars, like the valet would take the cars up and park them, and then they would run back down to the restaurant.
Okay.
So as we're driving, and me and like we're not, I'm not driving, and we're talking, we look up, and one of the valet is running across the street, stops in the middle of the road, realizing like I probably shouldn't have, decided to try to make it across the street, and tries to stop and go back and slips on the cobblestone.
So you have a valet down.
Yeah, valet down.
And you guys ran him over?
Yeah, not guys. I was in the car. Yeah, we ran him. Yeah, we ran
Wait,
him over.
I'm scared for this next question. What happened to the valet?
Please tell
me you stopped.
Of course we stopped. A bunch of people stopped because everyone saw it. He actually popped up.
You're in a minivan. You run over the guy. Was it front and back or was it front? Now he's under the car.
No, front and back.
So you ran over him twice.
Yeah, twice.
So he heard the thump and I'll keep going.
I think he was in shock because you couldn't see. When he went down, you didn't really know where he was. And then you felt
when you went over a bump, you didn't realize that was him?
We realized it was him, but it's like, did we, because he disappeared. Then you felt like the dump, and then like, oh no. And the guy driving was like, oh, I killed him.
Killed a guy.
Right, and then he popped up.
So he just popped right up. He's like, I'm fine.
No, he wasn't fine. No. His leg was, he limped off. Like I think it's because he was in shock.
But you didn't follow up to see what.
Yes, we went down. Yeah, we went down there. I don't know what the exact injuries. He was, he didn't. I could see some of what happened, and it wasn't.
Did he keep parking cars?
No, of course not.
Let him go home.
Yeah, they took him to the hospital.
All right, crazy ass killer.
And you didn't follow up to see what happened?
He hurt his leg. Like, I could see that he could see that.
So the answer is no, you didn't, you didn't exchange a number, find out, can we reach out and see what happened to you?
I know, I wasn't driving the vehicle.
I understand. Yeah, but you're a human being.
I understand that.
The vehicle you were in ran over a man not once, but twice.
Does it count as twice, though? You can't stop.
God. You can't stop?
Well, isn't it better to just get past it?
I don't think running over someone is no, I don't think so.
Because then he could be trapped under the vehicle.
So he's injured.
Yeah.
He runs off. He's obviously full of adrenaline. Yeah. And he says, I'm okay. They take him to the hospital. And at that moment where they bring him to the hospital, you and your crew of merry band of brothers decides, you know what? We're out.
We'll wash our hands of this thing. Time out.
Yeah.
No, that was not the case at all. The other valet guy said he thinks it was just a leg injury, but then it was up to the driver to be, because I'm sure that the guy that he ran over would be in touch. It was license plates exchanged.
So you never asked your friend, the nicest guy in the world who had the green minivan, hey, whatever happened? Did you ever hear from the valet? What happened?
It was a very sensitive subject with him.
So it happened, and then immediately you guys are like, we're not mentioning this ever again.
I think we're all in shock. Yeah, it was a lot to handle. Like he thought he we. I mean, it was we ran somebody over.
Does it feel cathartic now to talk about it?
It doesn't feel real that actually happened.
You were in the car that ran over a human being.
I understand that. There was nothing you could do though. He couldn't avoid it. guy just fell right
just
there.
Went down in the street.
Right in the street.
And he ran him over twice.
I think it was the inertia. I think he tried to stop.
Imagine he stopped and he stopped as he was on him the second, like the back wheels.
No.
On the guy?
It's not even funny.
No, it's not funny. You have any other stories you want to get off your chest?
No, that was it.
Any other murders you've committed?
I should have saved that for a different day, maybe.
Well, not today, I think, is the day. I think today is the day.
Any murders? No.
Any other murders you want to get off your chest?
No.
Just a homicide, officer. Did the police show up?
Yeah.
Police showed up.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you were probably just like, I was only in the car, officer.
No, it was the other. There's actually people stopped behind us because everyone saw it. I mean, it was like everyone witnessed it. So people came out and just thought, like, we're like, hey, listen, it's not to the kid that was driving because he was a mess. He was like, he thought he killed somebody. And he's like, listen, we saw it. Don't worry. It wasn't your fault. It was a mistake. The guy made a mistake trying to cross the street. Don't worry about it.
He fell down. Talk about an inopportune time to fall down.
Well, no, I will kill you.
But it's like you could see it. Like he looked and saw like, oh no, that was a mistake. And then try to fix it. But because the cobblestone was wet, it was it.
That was it. Manny in Manhattan. Good morning, Manny. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, what's up, dude? Look, you guys are killing it this morning. The hard body thing. Oh my god, I couldn't stop.
Should I not have said that? I mean,
no, it was great. It was perfect.
Okay,
Dave, you nailed it, Dave. But you guys are just awesome.
He might have
hard bodies the other night.
He might have nailed it. We don't know. He was all over the place.
There was nothing. I didn't say it was an erotic moment for me or for the other gentleman.
My giblets are going away. Look at that.
As I was hugging a couple of guys, I was like, boy, these are some real toned up bodies.
What's that on my leg? Nothing.
Right.
I hugged hard bodies the other night. I gave him, you see what I did? The verbal tip.
I hugged Dave Rothenberg and his extra long hug he gave me.
Yeah. I'm the father.
Boy, he was happy.
he was happy.
He loves the Rangers. All right, Manny, what do you got?
Love the show, guys. Love the show. Two quick things. So I agree with you guys on the judge contract, but I will say this, and I think it's worth mentioning or even considering, is the fact that maybe the fact you didn't pay him yet is one of the main reasons why this team is playing so well. Not only because he's motivated, but maybe because the team is rallying around him and they feel as a team he deserves it. So rather than knock the Yankees for it, why not look at it and say, you know what, maybe this is what's getting them over the hump. And
yeah,
maybe
but Manny,
that's what's making
but Manny, sometimes that's a dangerous game, though, man. Like, you don't know.
It is.
Like Michael Conforto tried this, and he had a horrendous season. Like, you don't know. Like, there's already pressure and expectations for this team to try to win a World Series. And now, on top of that, you got Aaron Judge playing for, you know, for his last big deal. Like, it's like this, he's playing for generational wealth. That's a lot of pressure, and you don't know how he's going to handle that.
And unfortunately, to Rick's point, look at what Conforto got. He's unemployed right now, and now he's hurt. So he's going to make a fraction of the money that he would have made.
No, right. It is. And I know what you ran over. But I just think, and this is my take on it, they've underachieved every year since 2017, and that's all we ever talk about. That's the narrative every year. I listen to you guys. I've been listening to you guys since you were with Hani, Rick, and Dave. I go back with you a long time. And that's always the same. That's always the same thing, right? They always underachieve. That's always the same thing.
They have for years.
Every year.
Yeah, but Manny,
Manny,
we talk about it though because they're the ones that set the expectations. When your GM says, "I want to win multiple championships," then how else would you frame what we've seen over the last couple of years?
And I get it, and you're right. But what I'm saying is, if they do get to the World Series this year, this is the one thing that gets them all the way to where we've expected them to. I think the Yankees would look at it and say, you know what, fine, all right, we got to overpay, but we finally got the potential out of this team that we all expected. So now is the time to pay him, as opposed to doing it too early and then getting the motivation out of the team. Just a thought.
Manny, as you were just mentioning that, did you just slide in, I know what you hit, and then get into Aaron Judge, by the way?
I had to because I didn't want to get cut off. Because you guys, I know you guys get a lot of callers, but
no,
I know
a nice
what it
caller,
was.
Manny. So, what do you mean? You know what Rick hit that ran out of the woods last night?
1,000%. It happened to me a few weeks ago.
Yeah, but the so problem, Manny, I didn't run it over. It jumped out like it is in midair.
It It was real quick, right? Like it
maybe
just,
it was
like,
a flying squirrel.
That's what I mentioned. It could be a flying squirrel. Now, this thing hit like I got a big. I have a big pickup truck. It hit the light.
Right. So this happened. Well, I didn't know it hit the light, but yeah. I was biking with my girlfriend about 2 weeks ago. We were at the walkway over the Hudson. I was about 10 feet behind her, and we were in the woods. And this chipmunk just like shot out of the woods and scared the crap out of my girlfriend. She lifted her feet in the air. It went right under the tire. She ran it over. And it
oh,
like
she ran it over too?
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
And I think I saw some juice come out of the, so it's pretty bad, but the you thing actually, yeah, I think she
oh,
did.
Oh, yeah, because it's going to be fine. Your juice coming out of it, it's going to go right to the emergency
Amanda,
room.
Your girlfriend murdered a chipmunk.
Yeah, the old chipmunk emergency room. Get all
I heard nothing.
Up.
Let's let him go, man. You know what? I heard nothing. I don't know. I don't want to get a call from the authorities.
Just go run home to Simon, Theodore, and Dave and get fixed up.
Chipmunks are in my head.
Can't believe this. Now we're the show where if you've run something over yep. on the road, you just call us and let loose.
It's a show of revelations, is what this is.
Boom. Deal.
It's revelation. It's Revelation Wednesday, is what it is.
Boom. I didn't realize you were going here. So if you've had, I mean, a dark moment in your life, you just call us and we walk yeah. you through it. Is that what we are now?
Confession Wednesday.
And juice was squeezed out of it. Is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he'll
that
be. Don't worry. He'll be fine. Don't worry. The chipmunk will be fine, honey.
Boom. I'll tell you what, I don't think the deer was fine.
It's roadkill confessionals today.
I had deer hair in my grill.
Ugh.
Blood and guts and yeah.
Ugh. They tell you not to swerve in those situations either.
I was very composed.
Oh yeah.
I was. Right through it. I ran right through them.
That's so dangerous, man. So
you're lucky
dangerous.
I'm with you.
I'm lucky. Well, why? Because you decided you wanted to challenge the sleep button on your phone today or no?
Well, no, I meant because of the deer.
Okay.
I mean, you know what happens if the deer goes through the windshield, could kill you instantly.
Instantly. Or if you swerve away from the deer and all of a sudden you're into a tree or something.
Right. I'd go off the road. I mean, God knows what happens.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.